Brilliance Audio presents The Swing of Things by Linda Keir. Performed by Lynn Barrington and Tristan James. Part 1. Date Night. Chapter 1. Vanilla. Jane couldn't pinpoint exactly when she'd begun to dread date night. Was it when she'd started thinking of Wednesday nights almost like a recurring meeting, so routine she was surprised it didn't pop up each week on her calendar? Somewhere along the way, her eagerness to get home to Eric had been replaced by the need to get through the emails constantly spawning in her inbox. Or staying late to return calls, telling herself that otherwise she might lose sleep mulling over a conversation that really could have waited. She could have said no tonight when her boss asked her to draft a memorandum for an upcoming client meeting because he was taking his wife to the theater. His wife, to whom he'd been blissfully married for almost 30 years, maybe because he always came home on time on date night. Jane told herself that she wasn't prioritizing her boss's marital happiness over her own, that the most important thing for her small family was the financial peace of mind that resulted from knowing her place at the firm was secure. Never mind that, ironically, Stephen and Claudia Daly's textbook bliss was one of the reasons Jane had insisted she and Eric set aside every Wednesday night in the first place. Given the rigors of their schedules, hers anyway, and the demands of raising Sophie, devoting one night a week to their marriage was crucial to long-term happiness. And it was a fact, at least according to the magazines she subscribed to but rarely found time to read past the cover, that date night was magic for keeping a couple's passion alive. A magic dulled, but only slightly, by the studied lack of irritation on Eric's face when she finally made it home, nearly an hour late. When she complimented him on the salmon, he wouldn't mention he had rewarmed. Or the asparagus Jane preferred slightly limp anyway. "I'm sorry," she said, glancing at his blue eyes without really making eye contact. "I couldn't help it."
"I know," Eric smiled, if a little tightly. "I tried to keep Sophie awake so she could say goodnight, but..."
"I'll give her a kiss when we go upstairs."
"I told her you would."
And she did. And he led her by the hand into the bed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?